he does something else also. He cites from the Kojin Samagat a very beautiful idea. I want to share it with you. Kojin Samagat was a Talmud of the Mezritcher Magid, and he has a sefer called Avodas Yisrael. It's a very beautiful sefer. And he quotes the Medrash. Medrash says about the Malachim, right? We know about Sarah Shal Esav that Rashi also quotes this Medrash, that at the end of the battle, Yaakov, Baruch Hashem, emerged victorious, and he fought with him, and he overcame him. And then he says, Shalcheni ki ola hashachar. Now, okay, you won, so let me go, because, you know, like, the sun's up. So Rashi says on that strange comment, that it was his time to sing Shira. Like, he's a malach, and it's time for him to sing Shira, so let him go. That's a very strange thing. What does that mean? So, Reb Chelbo in the Medrash said about the malachim, that not only do they sing Shira, but Hashem creates like a whole cat, a whole group, or a choir of Malachim to sing Shira. Every day a new group. All the time new groups are created. And they sing this song, and they never do it twice. Amar b'chelba, mamarechas ha-malachim lo'olam en kas mekales v'shol. No choir ever sings the same song again. Ela kadosh baruch hu boire kas chadasha, each group that's created says Shira once and goes on. Never do they do it again. Says Avodas Yisrael, the Kojin Samagat, Mekubalim Amru, the Mekubalim teach the Shemalachim Mislahavim Be'esh, Hayotzim in Bozek, Uritzinim Ridabek Be'oir Ensoif Keteva Hislahavus Eish Lamala. Fire, the philosophers used to say that the power of fire, the way that fire and flames go up, is because the power of fire is to always rise back up to its source. So in terms of Kabbalah, that means the malachim who are made of fire, they have a fiery, their souls are aflame, their angelic souls are aflame with the desire to constantly serve Hashem, because they're constantly desiring to go back and reattach to the place where they came from, just like fire in its nature wants to go back to its source. L'imashech l'shorsha. Because they come back into God, they're nullified because God is like a consuming fire and they become back one with Him. That's what the Kabbalah said. So that's why one group can't ever sing twice, because they get so like on a flame, excited with their singing, that they become batel, because they become consumed back with Kadosh Baruch Hu as one. Says the Kojin Samagat, V'linira lehosif bir lahavin inyan hasiluk. What does that mean, says Kojin Samagat to us? I'll tell you, he says, L'mashal, the angels in Shemaim are created for our purpose, says the Kojin Samagat. They're there to help us. There are angels that are created that love, and they cause us to serve Hashem out of love. There are angels that are created that fear and awe, and they cause us to serve Hashem out of fear and awe. Ubira inyan, and what does that mean? Shetachlis briyasam lo era bechinas ahava leboyre baruchu ba'olam, or bechinas yira udugmasam kedei shal yedei ken yisrael lemata belev ish yisraeli hamidos hakadoshos halalu la'avod b'hem le'yotzerakol. In order to awaken in us the ability to serve Hashem out of love or out of fear, the angels are created with that mida, either of love or fear, to awaken that within us, within our hearts, the ability to serve Hashem in that way. Because the angels, they have no ability to do anything, only whatever they're told. They're total slaves. They have one mission, and that's it. They can't change their minds in any way. Because it can't be that the angels that are created to love God are there to love God. Because, of course, they're going to love God. That's what they were created for. They're like robots, they're pre-programmed. There's no kunst, there's nothing special about them serving God out of love. So their purpose, they're created to love God, and that's the way they do it, because they love Him. Well, they're pre-programmed that way. What's kunst? No, nothing special about that. If you pre-program the angel, if you wind him up to love God, he's going to love God. You wind him up to fear and fear, and that's what he's going to do, to fear and all. But it must be that they affect us. That must be their purpose. Because we have b'chir chafshus, we have free will. We are able to change the way we are. We do need yisoyrus, we do need an awakening. The ha'yisoyrus she'al yadam b'chinas amidus l'mata yechos eze tzadik darko shemargish shebalo eze hava yira l'dabek b'bor yisborach. And when we feel all of a sudden a great love or a fear and awe of God that's coming from the angels on high. V'im ken l'fi ze nucha lomek she'amalach nivr l'eze mida poyo b'avoidosu she'me'oyra mida When the angel serves God out of love, when the angel serves God out of fear, he awakens that down here below, and we do the same thing. So now the angel's done what he's supposed to have done, so there's no need for him anymore. His tafkid, his purpose was to awaken Avar, Yira, and me. He's fulfilled his purpose, no need for him anymore, so that's why he's gone. That's why the no two angels continue from these groups that are created ever again. There's no need for them. They fulfilled their purpose, and therefore they're mistalik. So he says, "Mimela mistalik." That's what it means in the Medrash, that God makes a new choir every day. Every day has its unique mission, as we said. Every day has its unique kavanas and its unique purpose. Ubir and itzoytzen, and a way to uplift the sparks of kedusha that are in that situation and in that day and in that time and in that place. Vehem oimrim shira, and the angels sing. Umeoirim ezik dusha chenasus lamata leyisrov holchim lahem. Their song up on high in Shemayim awakens within us. They're singing a song of Yira, it awakens within us Yira. They're singing a song of Ahava, it awakens within us Ahava. Now he uses this idea to say an amazing pshat. Ushamati omer b'shem chacham echad, he doesn't say who this chacham is. Perush HaMedrash Rabbah Sha'amar HaMalach Yaakov Higia Zmani Romesh Yira. Medrash told us, he said, it's my time, said the Sarash Yisrael, it's my time to sing. It's my turn. V'tzarach Bir Shemiyom Shenivra Sarash Yisrael Lo Higia Zmani Romesh Yira Ad Ayom Shenilcham Yaakov. Why did Sarash Yisrael say this now? What, he never had the opportunity. This was his time just now? It just happened to like coincide? He had an appointment to say Shira at like this date and this time, and it just happened to be he was fighting with Yaakov. So listen, I have an appointment. I made an appointment. You know, like, can you let me go? It was just a coincidence? No, not at all. Omnam hine kol malach ein oimer Shira v'zmira laboyrus baruch shmo rak al chesed shebroi la'asoyis ritzon yisbro. What's the Shira that the malach sings? Thank you for creating me. U'lemashal malach michoel kishepoyel ritzon yisboirach. The Malach Michoel is known as Sanhedrin Shel Yisrael. He's the one who speaks the merits. He's like our advocate. He's like our defense attorney up in Shemayim, Michoel. And he is always looking for the merits of Klal Yisrael. When he does his job and he succeeds against the prosecuting attorney, that's the Satan. That's his purpose. That's why he was created. That's when he says Shira. Azay Meshira, V'chem Kol HaMalachim. Certain angels stay, like Michael Gavriel. These angels don't go away. And certain angels are created only for one time. But even the angels that stay all the time, the permanent angels, their Shira is said whenever they fulfill their unique mission. If Michael's unique mission is to advocate on behalf of Klal Yisrael and be their defense attorney, every time he succeeds in defending them against the Satan, against the prosecution, he says Shira because he emerged victorious and he succeeded. Every time the Malach does its mission and fulfills its tafkid, it says Shira. It prays the Kashrut, thank you for creating me for my purpose. V'inasar shel Esav. We said, Hu asa machmem, Hu yetzer hara, Hu asa the prosecutor, the angel of death, the evil inclination. They're all one. They're all this angel, the Sar Shel Esav, that attacked Yaakov. Shenivra lehasis ha'odem lasira midas yoitzer ki lukach nivra. What's the Satan's job? What's the Yetzirah's job? To try and make us fail. To test us. To make us have the ability not to succeed. Because succeeding when you can only succeed is nothing special. The only time you can succeed in its worst thing is when you could chas v'shalom fail. Right? If a person takes an exam, any kind, takes a test, and there's no way he can possibly fail, what's the merit of passing? So there has to be a real ability for there to be the choice to do something wrong. On them, afal gav shelakach nivra, ein chofetz hamalach hazeh be'emes, sheyish ma'odem lekoil l'asoyis hara. Miraculously, you would think that the angel of death is so happy, he doesn't want us to overcome him. His job is to test us, his job isn't to make us fail. His job is to test us, but we're supposed to overcome him. God doesn't want us to fail, right? He doesn't want us to lose. He doesn't want us to do the Avera. If God doesn't want us to do the Avera, that means that how is the Malach going to succeed? If he fights us and we win. If he fights us and we overcome him, we've succeeded. He does his purpose. But if he fights us and we lose, that he hasn't fulfilled. His purpose isn't to make us lose. We're not supposed to lose. We're not supposed to chas v'shalom do the avera. Kemashal has there's a mashal that there was a harlot, and she came to test the son of the king. The Zohar says the prince was tested by the king. The king sent a harlot to test his son, and when he overcame her, that was the purpose. Her purpose wasn't for him to lose, right? Kim yishma ben hamelech lazoina mesisa b'mitzvas hamelech v'yidbak ba ein mizenachas ruach lazoina. She doesn't want him to succeed. The king hired her to test his son, not because he wants his son to fail. Rakshimis Gaber ben Amelech v'goyerba, and he says, get out of here. V'doychois mehirus lo sakum as mis oira nachasruach lo'aviv Amelech u'mishalim schar b'no. The king wants the prince to overcome his desires. He doesn't want him to fail. And then she gets her reward by doing the king's will when she also fails. Right? He goes down and tries to make us fail. If we fail, he comes up and prosecutes. How does he get schar? He gets schar by giving God satisfaction. How does God get satisfaction? When we overcome him. When we're successful. God wants to give you schar because of me, says Haman. Because of what I did, but not because I succeeded. Only when we're tempted. The Yitzhara never said Shira once till he got to Yaakov, because no one had ever succeeded in emerging victorious until Yaakov, in the way that was supposed to be. Because he was the Bechira Avos, the Shlimu Davahan, like we said. He was the one who was able to overcome the Yitzhara in ways that we can't even imagine. It wasn't just like a regular battle that people fight down here. It was a cosmic spiritual battle of Valba Machshavtel Shiyakov, to cause Yaakov to fail, to cause Yaakov to doubt, to cause Yaakov to have sfeikus and emuna. She is a chakira satsumus verishto yasher taman, and he tried to ensnare him in his net. And then the Malach HaMavis saw he couldn't succeed. Shavinu Yaakov is gaber b'kedushas negdo ad shit naga b'kaf yarechoy, until he touched him in that place. Lachen achre shira habriya and ifcheres Yaakov ishtam, Yaakov known as ishtam, the perfect one, loyacholoy, couldn't succeed. Then he said, Amar shlacheni ki ala shachar v'yegia zmani loymar shira. Now is the first time I've ever had a reason to say Shira before, because I finally fulfilled my mission for the first time ever. I finally found somebody that could overcome me, and now I'm going to be rewarded. I fulfilled my mission. My mission isn't to cause people to lose. It's to test them. And their job is to overcome me. Shilekach nivresi, ubarach Hashem shepa'alti pi'ulasi, l'chen chafetz lema Shira. Now I want to sing. And that was the first opportunity Yitzhar ever had to sing his song. Hashem should help that we cause the Yitzhar to sing his song many, many times. And give a Kadosh Baruch Hu nachas ruach, and may that song bring us the chizik that we need for the Malachim on High to always serve Hashem and never give up hope and always overcome all the trials and troubles that we have.